This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
It's worth watching this week. Well, we've all been there. Let's just recap. You finally have a free evening. You open Netflix, Showmax, Disney Plus, Prime Video, or Apple TV Plus, and 30 minutes later, you're still scrolling. That sounds familiar. But okay, that's for another discussion. With so many streaming platforms and thousands of shows to choose from, finding something genuinely worth watching, well, it can feel like a full-time job. So what we've done today is call in an expert. Brad Katzen, three-time SAFTA-winning filmmaker, writer, and director who spent more than 15 years crafting stories for the screen. Now, today, as I put it before, we're putting him on the spot, or should we say spotlight, to help us answer one simple question. What should we be watching right now? Brad, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us on this day.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great to have you on board. Let's start with the big one. Okay, so if you could recommend just one streaming series to our listeners right now, what would it be and why?
Well, that's a very easy question to answer because I have just finished watching Widow's Bay on Apple TV, and that is without a doubt the show that I wanted to talk about the most because it's a goodie. I would classify it as Stranger Things for adults. It's very much on the sort of spookier territory. It's got a bit of a horror thriller vibe, but it's got a really nice sense of humor. It's got a little dark streak, so there's a bit of a wink and a smile to its to the shenanigans that go on. So highly recommended.
Okay, and that's on Apple. On the other platforms, what would you recommend?
Yeah, on Apple TV, definitely Widow's Bay. And then on the other platforms, on Netflix, there's some new releases which are a little more lighthearted stuff. There's a great show, a great film called Little Brother with the comedian Eric Andre and John Cena, the wrestler. And it's a fun buddy comedy about two brothers kind of, you know, reconnecting. And it's a lighthearted fare, you know.
Okay, so everyone also, Brad, talks about the big blockbuster series. But now, what are some of the hidden gems people may have missed?
Well, there's some on Amazon. There's a fun little film with Hugh Jackman, which has kind of popped up, called The Sheep Detective, which is a fun family little story. It takes place in a small town. Also, like, just kind of like antics and stuff, or I think, again, for like the people looking to have some escapism from some of the more dire situations going around the country and the world right now. It's a fun bit of escapism to just turn your mind off a little bit, you know. I think that's kind of where we're floating towards right now.
Sure. As a South African filmmaker, Brad, are there any local series or films you think deserve far more attention or not?
I mean, that's always a dicey question, right? But we put out what we can. I think, I mean, the big one everyone's talking about is The Polygamist, which has been making some big waves and, you know, being very well received. So that's always a good one. Blood yeah. Legacy is another that's also, I think, coming up to its new season, which is doing pretty well. And people seem to be very excited about. So yeah, there's a vast variety out there, you know. I think for any kind of taste, you can definitely find something that will fit.
You know, just as a matter of interest, if I can run this by you, where does South African production creativity fit into the bigger scheme of things? How is South Africa doing in the world of movies, TV shows, etc.?
I think we're probably at the best we've ever been. Because with the advent of you know, these bigger streaming companies and international production houses coming to South Africa, they've really sort of unlocked a lot of the struggles that we used to have in terms of budgets and all of that. It's not perfect, and there's still far, far, far long road ahead for us to get through.
Sure.
But in terms of what they've allowed us to start producing and putting out, as with shows like The Polygamist and Blood Legacy, Blood and Water, those kinds of things, they have definitely increased our production value compared to what we were putting out, say, like 10, 20 years ago, where we didn't have any kind of facility other than, you know, like Mnet or DSTV, which were a little bit more ham-fisted in terms of allowing other productions and taking risks on some other kinds of films or series to be produced.
You know, Brad, every year there are those shows that everyone seems to be talking about. Okay, so not to put you on a spot or get you into a spot of trouble, if I can put it that way. Have there been any hugely popular series that you thought were perhaps overrated? Let's make it debatable.
Interesting question. You know what? I tend to be quite picky myself about this stuff. So there are some shows that I find a little bit on that front. For me, there's a medical drama called The Pit, which a lot of people have been raving about. It's meant to be, it's kind of like this generation's ER. If you remember that from the 90s, it's very much like a, you know, in the, on the ground level of an emergency room. And I found that one a little, I thought that was a little too overrated for my personal tastes. I can see why people like it, but I think that ER did it better. And I would just rather go back and watch that show than, than the new one.
You know, every year, rather, what are you currently watching? What's next on your watch list? Help us out a bit here.
Well, I think, again, I think Widow's Bay is the one to get to because it's got a great setup. It's about a mayor in a small town in New England, America, trying to get tourists to come visit. But unfortunately, the little town that he's the mayor of is cursed. So every episode kind of like explores some really fun, freaky things that go down. But again, with like a bit of a dark sense of humor to it. And that one really has been making some big waves. And I think that's going to be that's already been a huge hit. And I think it's going to just continue getting, the word of mouth has been strong. That's been a great one. I think that there's a show called The Burrows on Netflix as well. Also got a very fun sort of setup about, it's an action adventure about a crew of retired supernatural investigators. And each episode is them kind of like, you know, coming out of their retirement and trying to find and uncover these new mysteries. So that's a fun one. And it was produced by the Duffer Brothers, who made Stranger Things. So that's a good, that's also like a good fun one to do. If you want the more controversial stuff, the comedian Louis C.K. is dropping a new special on Netflix, which is his first one in over 10 years. And while he has had some controversy, he's also hilarious. So if anyone, you know, is looking for something like that, that's also a different, that's a stand-up show, which is, I'm sure will be hilarious.
Brad, sorry, Brad, one of our listeners wanting to remain anonymous has sent through quite a long-worded, or rather, should I say, a double-barreled question. It reads, why do you think streaming fatigue has become such a widespread experience for viewers today? And how do you personally approach choosing what is truly worth watching amid thousands of options?
I think streaming fatigue is definitely legit. And I would say from what I've seen and, you know, from personal experience, the problem is there's something called analysis paralysis, where you're just given you've given everything that you can watch. The choice is infinite. And when you've got everything, you can't choose anything because it's almost like your brain kind of just goes into, gets overwhelmed, and you end up just browsing and just seeing things that just kind of gloss over you. And I think we lost something with the advent of what we used to do with, like, you know, programming, like pre-programmed television, where you knew at a certain time this was going to be on, so you didn't have to think about it. You know, I think we've lost some of that, and it's almost like being given too much has limited us in our own choice and how we want to decide what to watch. You know, so personally, for me, I like to see the basic, like, if it sounds like an interesting premise, that's usually like my first port of call. Right. And you know, I'll check with like people I know, like word of mouth, like if this is getting a good buzz, I'll give something a try. And I'll kind of go from there.
Another question coming through. I think somebody just joined the conversation now, Brad. The question reads, what genres do you think are currently being done best across streaming platforms?
Good question. I would think that for now, just again, from what I'm seeing, I think that horror is having a moment. It's one of the most reliable genres across film, cinema, and TV. And I think that it's, again, seeing stuff with, Widow's Bay just being the most common one, but the popularity of something like Stranger Things, which only finished recently, but it was probably Netflix's most flagship title. There's comedy in horror there's a show called What We Do in the Shadows, which is hilarious, about a group of vampires living in modern day, trying to just get by together, which is a really fun sort of tongue-in-cheek, you know, look at that. Again, if you look at the horror at cinemas right now is huge. Like there's a film called Obsession, there's Back Rooms, which are cleaning up in terms of box office. So I think horror right now is definitely probably the genre I'd say is having the best, is kind of at the top of the pile right now.
Just got a message in, or rather shall we say a response from one of our listeners. It's Carol Z, who says, watched episode one of Dutton Manor, Mnet, and Life on Cattle Farms with Cowboys and Horses. Really gripping. Dutton Manor, is that with Harrison Ford? Is that taking us back Yellowstone way? Have I got the right one?
Yes, it is indeed. It's got, it's with Kelly Reilly as well. And it's about a, yeah. Group
and Helen Mirren. Like Helen Mirren, there. I think, stars with Harrison Ford.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Okay, so I've got the right one. And okay, so I take it now. That'll fit in, so to speak, Brad, with the next, the rapid-fire watch list I had lined up for you. If I can just fire this at you quickly. One show everyone should binge this winter, one classic series everyone should watch at least once, and what's the next show that's going to have everyone talking? I will repeat it. Let's start with one show everyone should binge this winter. Let's start with that.
Widow's Bay, no question.
Okay, and one classic series everyone should watch at least once?
I would say Lost, because that one is what kickstarted the current trend of prestige TV that we're in right now.
Okay, finally, what's the next show that's going to have everyone talking? What can we look forward to there?
That one's going to be interesting. I would say the new season of House of the Dragon. I think that's going to be making some waves. It's just premiered, I think, the first episode, and I think that's they do spectacle TV that like no one else.
Okay,
so I think that one's going to make some waves.
Hidden gems, award-worthy dramas to laugh-out-loud comedies and edge-of-your-seat thrillers. Clearly no shortage of incredible storytelling out there. You just need to know where to look. Brad, it's been a pleasure having you on board, and thanks so much for joining us on today's edition of The Afternoon Brief. Brad Katzen, three-time SAFTA-winning filmmaker, also writer and director, who spent more than 15 years crafting stories for the screen.